very happy to be joined by our next guest on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline from Calgary, getting ready to head off to Abu Dhabi. It is Hakeem Dawodu. Hakeem, how are you today, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm just chilling.
Right on. Are you still in Calgary, or have the travel plans been started to head out to Fight Island?
No, I'm in Vegas right now, and I leave to Abu Dhabi tomorrow.
Okay. A lot I want to cover with you on this one, but I guess first and foremost, what's the process like? We are in a different time, obviously, with coronavirus. There's much more testing going on with this whole thing. How has this, travel plan been different from ones that you've had to deal with before?
You got to wear a mask, like, 24/7. We had to get, I think we have like 4 different COVID tests that we have to get in the whole process. And obviously, of course, there's no audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been a little bit different, but you know, nothing I can't handle.
Have you talked to guys who, if I'm not mistaken, this will be your first fight in the empty arena setting. Have you talked to different fighters who have gone through this, whether it be in Fight Island or in a couple of the hubs they set up in Vegas?
Talked to a few fighters. It's nothing, man. It's just another fight. You know, who cares about no audience? The pay is the same, and the fight is the same, and that's really what matters.
I'm assuming training camp went well?
Training camp went well. I'm in extreme good shape. I feel very strong, and I'm ready to get a knockout.
Right on. Love to hear it. Love to hear it. As we're chatting with UFC fighter Hakeem Dawodu here on the big show, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Zubera Tukhugov is close to what your fighter's or your opponent's name sounds like. What do we know about the opposition going into this fight coming up next Saturday?
I know he has a big overhand right and a decent left hook. So, you know, the first 3 minutes of the fight, maybe let's say give him, you know, a bit better than that. Maybe say the first round, he's known to have some power. But I guarantee after that I'm going to knock him out cold.
Wow, a guarantee, hey? Love it. What? Anything specific? I guess you don't want to give too much away. I'm assuming he's not listening, but want to give too much away. But anything specific in camp that you maybe changed up based on the opposition, or are you just focusing more on what you can do?
I'm just focusing on what I can do. I'm not worried about him. You know what I mean? I'm sticking to my game plan. I just make sure that I'm in shape and that I'm ready to, you know, compete at my full capacity, and I know that I'll knock him out cold as long as I do everything, and as long as I do that.
Now, coming into this fight, you're riding a 4-fight winning streak after the loss in your UFC debut. I remember interviewing you after that. Obviously, not the debut you wanted, but what did you learn from that has kind of helped you in these next 4 fights?
I guess I learned from after that debut that, you can come back from after a loss. It's not that bad. So, I came back very strong after that. And, I just realized I'm a strong person, and I overcame my fears of losing. And, now look where I'm at now.
Looking for a 5th win in a row. So obviously you've bounced back for sure. In other sports, we talk about building momentum, and I think that's a little easier in like hockey when you play every other day. How do you carry momentum from one fight to the next when you can go 6-7 months between fights?
You just keep training. I never stop training. I never stop training. I just keep my schedule. I keep doing what I have to do. And, it's a lifestyle. It's not just a fight. It's a lifestyle. I make sure I live the athletic life. I make sure I'm on my grind every day. And, that's how I keep my momentum.
Now, when we talked to you last, you said you basically had the keys to the gym. So training hadn't changed up too much. Was this basically a regular training camp for you, even with everything going on in the world?
Yeah, it was just a regular training camp. At first it was hard, you know what I mean? But now it's no problem, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I got all my sparring partners. Nothing really changed. So, you know, I make sure I'm in shape. And, you know, it's just this is fight, you know, 71 for me. So, you know, there's nothing I haven't seen before.
Man, fight 71, like that sounds like a big number, just hearing it. When you say that, like you've been doing this for a long time, does 71 sound like, man, that's a big number? Because you're not an old dude by any stretch of the imagination. You're younger than I am, so of course you're not an old dude. But like 71 fights, you look back on that, it's like, man, that's a lot of fights.
I want a hundo, you know what I mean? A
okay.
Hundo, and then I'll be happy. But yeah, it's... As you know, as I look back, it is a lot of fights. I've done a lot. So, yeah, it's starting to add up for sure.
Now, last time we spoke was kind of between Black Lives Matter rallies out here in Calgary. You were saying that you wanted to share your experiences at one of those rallies. Since all of that has gone down, have you been happy, I guess, with the response that we have seen, either whether it be with local officials, federal officials, and just how sports have been reacting to this whole situation?
Yeah, you know, I'm happy with, you know, all the turnout, all the support. I just like a bit more action and things being done and people being held accountable. But for the support and everybody supporting the cause and everything, I'm very happy.
We've seen athletes in the NBA, NHL, MLB all try to get some action from their bosses. I don't know how much you can have from yours necessarily, but is that something in the back of your mind, like seeing if you can kind of affect some change the same way NBA players were able to?
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to do that. You know what I mean? Maybe once I got a bit more of a bigger name and a bit more pull, I'll be able to do something like that. But it's definitely something I'd like to accomplish.
In conversation here with Hakeem Dawodu, Calgarian getting ready to head off to Abu Dhabi with the Ultimate Fighting Championship Fight Island coming up September 26th. This is obviously a business trip for you, but it's still an island and it's still a pretty impressive country out there in Abu Dhabi. Any plans for while you're out there? Are you sticking around after the fight to hang out for a little bit, or is this strictly a business trip?
It's just a business trip because, you know, now that COVID's over with and I'm all healthy, I'm looking to fight that 3 months down the road right after and get a real title run going.
Okay. So just like you said, knockout win and then right back at it, hey?
Yeah.
Right on. Love the attitude. Now, you got a long flight ahead of you. Do you look at fight tape while you're on there? Do you play video games? How does Hakeem Dawodu handle like a 15-hour flight?
I got a few video games that I can play. And, I got a few movies on my laptop. And, you know, I'm going to, you know, be up quite late tonight and you catch some sleep.
Now, it's a bit of a time change out there. Is that something that you're focusing on at all?
Yeah, well, we did a few training sessions to adjust to the time. And, you know, it's not my first time fighting across the world. So, you know, it's nothing new.
Well, Hakeem, best of luck in the fight, man. Always appreciate you coming on, taking some time. This is obviously a very intense time for you, but thank you so much. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you.